Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Wow, I'm in Kansas City. Going to go to the Fan Fest. And the too long didn't listen to this episode is President Trump, I issue you a red card. Why am I in Kansas City? Yes, the Fan Fest for the World Cup. It is not where the United States is playing tonight, however, because Kansas City is a host city and I'm within easy driving distance of Kansas City. I thought, it'd be a heck of a environment to see if we win. But what has to spoil it? Well, what's been spoiling a lot of things lately, like Palestinians' lives and Lebanese lives? President Trump. So what has to spoil it? Well, Balogun, America's best player, gets a red card. It is a weird red card in the last match. Many people think that since it wasn't called to begin with, it shouldn't have gone to super slow-mo. There's definitely people on sides of that that said it shouldn't have gone to super slow-mo to get the red card. It should have just been a yellow card. But nonetheless, it's issued, and it is not appealable. What do I find out sometime Sunday afternoon? We find out that, hey, he gets to play. Well, that's weird. It's unappealable. But then I thought, well, I mean, I guess I don't know the dynamics exactly. Because now Nick Wright off FS1, also not a soccer expert, but he does dig into the rules the day after and goes, well, it's really not what it's supposed to be about. And that's why people were disagreeing. It's not why you should issue a red card, but it was done and it's not appealable. So that's the process now. And then we find out this morning, or I find out this morning, probably an article yesterday, I don't know. ESPN reports, as like ABC confirmed, that President Trump called FIFA. And Trump, you can't do that. Maybe in your first term, but your trollness, and then on top of that, your war-like demeanor this term, and all of the executive orders and all of the threats. Even before, when you were just a troll, but it wasn't bad, we actually had a good 3.25 years with you. It was never the best economy, like you said. But even before, very trolly, and you have power. But now that you've exercised power so much more because, you know, you're vengeful in some way, I absolutely understand why. I'm saying it's a proper psychological aspect, but whether or not you went too far, you're vengeful because literally they tried to murder you. Okay, I get it, but your actions now, your reputation around the world is different as far as how much of a threat you might be and what lengths you might go to. And that's why you just can't do this. You just can't say, hey, yeah. And then he calls it, hey, you think you can look at this? I think they know that people would want them to look at it. And now maybe it comes out that they say, we didn't give a shit what Trump said. But, you know, even then, if you were a Belgian, would you believe it? Because FIFA puts out their statement and they cite a rule. And then Belgium goes, yeah, but what about this other rule? And the fact that you never overturn these and you haven't overturned these. So why are you doing it? Well, they didn't say why you're doing it now. They just protested. I really, honestly, am going to be a little bit more stifled as a fan in that, like, I don't want him to do well. I don't want him to be the reason, if America wins, that they win. But, you know, this is soccer. I mean, even as someone who is a neophyte, and basically my soccer lesson curve is every 4 years, because it's like the Olympics, a sports fan, proper sports fan, has to pay attention to it. So I learn more every 4 years, but more so now since it's in the United States. And even if he doesn't have an assist or a goal, it's just the shape, it's the pattern, it's the quality of the, it's a quality of the attack, right? And an excellent player just changes all of that regularly throughout the match. So I don't want him to score a goal or an assist, but the argument will always be, why was he allowed to play? And if we lose, and I'll be like, tip of a hat, good for you, because you kind of got screwed on that anyway. So, President Trump, you are issued a red card. All right, that's it for me for the Scales of Truth. Thanks for listening.